At 7 to 7, I'd like to welcome back to the program Kevin Long, long-range weather forecaster and looker at the skies for things to come. How are you, Kevin?
I'm very good, Jonathan. It's good to be back.
Excellent. Well, let's just review the autumn forecast and the sort of harvest forecast that you put out a few months ago.
Spring.
Oh, yeah, let's just sort of not talk about... All right, let's start again. Still 7 to 7, thank goodness. But, yeah, how did you go with the spring forecast? Because on one level you were saying that there might be some thunder activity, but it didn't quite eventuate as heavily as you predicted, which I must say I'm glad about.
That's right. My spring forecast was for a dry spring with a couple of intervals of thunderstorms, one in the middle of November and one in the middle of December. And luckily for the farmers, the November one didn't eventuate because some cold water moved in up and down the east coast of Australia and blocked out the moisture for most of November.
You were right about the dry spring, though.
Yes, yes. It all follows the lunar air-tide cycle, and it was very precise this year with no interruptions, no planets in the wrong places, and the planets all in the right places to make that cycle work.
To me, that's the complicated thing. You talk about lunar cycles and, 28 days, I think, is the cycle of the moon. If it was just that, it'd be really easy, wouldn't it? But then you have to factor in all sorts of things, as you mentioned, sea temperatures, planetary movements as well. So it goes from being fairly easy to really just having to allow for other things too.
Yes, it's just a matter of having a long enough memory. Basically what it turns out to be is the lunar cycle matches the movement of the sun every 355 days. So it's 10 days short of a year. So whatever weather comes through at this time, next year it should be a fortnight earlier. And last year the biggest thunderstorms that we had in Victoria occurred on Christmas Day, that I also forecast, right, that there'll be a big thunderstorm system on the 25th of December last year, and that occurred just north of Melbourne. And I believe the record, or the report, is that that caused more damage than the damage that was occurred in central Victoria by the floods the year before.
Okay, so then that's the 25th, so around about the 15th, which is, this coming Saturday, forecast
right.
Says areas of rain, thunderstorms.
Yeah, and this Saturday, Sunday, we should see a widespread rain develop right across Australia, and that'll be the biggest rain system broadly across Australia for this summer.
Okay, so start of the monsoon season in the north and all that stuff too?
That's right.
Okay.
Over the next few days after that, there's a big system developing up in the northern half of Australia. And I see just yesterday our first cyclone is coming in from Tahiti. It's been there for the last 4 or 5 days, and it's created the biggest negative southern oscillation index figures, the daily figures over the last 3 or 4 days. We had minus 48 a couple of days ago, minus 40, I think it is today.
And for the last few weeks, they've been hovering zero, give or take, haven't they?
The 30-day average has been hovering around plus 5.
Yeah, which is not significant either way, really, is it?
No, that's right. But there's been very few daily minus figures, and most of them have been small pluses.
Is it going to be the sort of rain that does damage?
It will do damage in some areas. Like about a fortnight ago, we had a southern air tide-induced system that came through, and it hit Horsham and Ballarat and Geelong, and some farmers out there got damaged very much.
They did, so something similar might come through this weekend.
That's right. This weekend, the system is focused north of the divide because it's coming, the moisture is coming from the northeast, but it's also being topped up from a westerly movement of moisture because of the negative southern oscillation index we've had over the last 3 or 4 days.
So basically what's hitting Western Australia now is going to hit us too.
It's being sucked across here very heavy with that big negative southern oscillation index figure.
So good for the water tanks, not much good for anything else.
No, it doesn't help very much. But
okay.
The lucerne growers will cheer.
Okay. Well, if you're growing lucerne, I suppose Harcourt Valley fruit growers, if there's not any hail involved either, might like a drink too. But, all right, so have you got a prediction of how much rain there might be in that yet, Kevin?
I think it's going to be fairly minimal overall. Some areas might get 40 millimetres, but I'd say if the whole area averages 10 millimetres, we will have done well.
Okay. Well, that's the next couple of weeks going up to Christmas. What about January, February, March, the sort of true summer? What's going to happen, do you think, for our weather over that period of time?
After this system's gone through, we have one more rain event for the summer to come through, which should come through in 28 days. I think it'll be a weaker system than the one that we see this weekend, and that'll be the last major rain for this summer. February will produce very little, just like March and April, and we'll get into a much better system at about the start of May, when we come closest to Saturn.
Okay, so that's where the planetary influences, you say, also affect lunar tides and the strength of those too.
That's right. This system we're going through at the moment is triggered off by the fact that we're closest to Jupiter on the 4th of December.
Okay, right. So that's the planetary effect of gravity as well on our atmosphere in some ways.
That's right. It's actually the major effect is on our moon, which pulls the moon in closer to Earth at this stage.
All right. And then do you want to throw your absolute sort of crystal ball up in the air and say what's going to happen through winter and spring next year?
Look, I've got good news for the farmers. I believe by next winter we won't have an El Niño system running as we've had this winter and this spring. We will have an early La Niña developing, and we should get our rains about a fortnight, 3 weeks earlier than we had last year. So the crops should get off to a better start. But they've still got to endure that 89 days of dry weather through the middle of our spring.
Okay, so good winter, not so good spring.
That's right.
Kevin, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we can see more of what your thinking is about at thelongview.com.
Yes, and I'd like to draw your attention to a new paper I put there called The Lunar Air Tide Cycle Explained. I think it's a very good read for those that are interested.
All right then, a little bit of lunar seeing. Ha-ha! See, get the pun. Anyway, thanks, Kevin, and I guess that now's a good time to say Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, and Merry Christmas to all those farmers that have had to endure this weather.
Yeah, and be safe on the header, please. Do look out the revision mirror and see whether or not you're creating some smoke, that's for sure. Kevin, thanks very much. Kevin Long, have a look at thelongview.com.